Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of God's plan of redemption. And we're going to jump right into this today and begin from the time of Jesus going to the cross. When he finished his earthly ministry, he was now ready for the final act to bring redemption by going through that avenue of cross to die for us. Before that, he'd made a new covenant with the Father at the Last Supper, and that was going to eventually be ratified when his blood was poured out on the mercy seat in heaven after the resurrection. He was going to go and to do this, and he was in the garden committing to do the will of the Father. He said, "Not my will, but your will be done." And he gave himself into the hands of the enemy. It was the hour and the power of darkness. Jesus laid down his life. No man took it from him. He laid down his life, and he was lifted up on the cross. He was the Lamb of God who went to the cross, and he was lifted up as a serpent. A serpent is a type of being made sin. Jesus was made sin for us. He knew no sin, but he was made sin in order to bear away the sin of mankind, to redeem us in order for us to be made the righteousness of God. Jesus was obedient unto the death of the cross. He was made a curse for us. Christ redeemed us by being made a curse for us. For cursed is everyone that hangeth upon the tree. In the last broadcast, we saw in Exodus chapter 7, verse 9 through 12, about Jesus the rod, who was cast before Pharaoh. Pharaoh's a type of Satan, and became a serpent, which is sin. And then Jesus was the rod that budded, and remember, it swallowed up all of their rods. That's Jesus, the rod that budded. That's speaking of the resurrection, raised from the dead, alive forevermore, who swallowed up and overcame the devil and all the demon powers and principalities and powers. He overcame them and made a show of them and took back the keys of hell and of death. Jesus went to the cross, and upon the cross, he became sin. The Bible says that all the iniquity of us all was laid upon him. The Bible talks about how his soul was an offering for sin. The Bible talks about the fact that he was cut off from the land of the living. These are all in Isaiah chapter 53. We see the fact that he was oppressed. He was as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before her shears. He kept his mouth shut because he knew exactly what he was doing. He was going to pour out his soul unto death. Then we saw at the conclusion of the last broadcast the fact in Leviticus chapter 16, verse 5, the fact that Jesus was the sin offering, and there were two goats that were going to be killed for the sin offering in the Old Testament. In Leviticus 16:5, they took of the congregation, the children of Israel, two kids of the goats for a sin offering. Two goats for one sin offering. One goat they killed and poured out the blood. That speaks of his physical death, and then his blood that eventually was going to be poured out on the mercy seat in heaven. It also was shed for the poured out his life, which was the conclusion of the old covenant. It fulfilled it because Jesus was put upon by the high priest Caiaphas. He was put on the altar of the cross as the final sacrifice of the old covenant, and he finished that and did away with that. And then his blood, of course, was put on the mercy seat in heaven to ratify the new covenant. Praise God. Now, here we see the fact that there was a second goat killed. The second goat, the way they did this, they laid their hands upon him, and they presented him alive before the Lord to make an atonement for him, and they let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. And they sent him out into the wilderness where he was going to be bearing away all the iniquities of the children of Israel. So there were two goats. One was slain there and the blood poured out. The other one put their hands upon him and led him out into the hand of into the wilderness, it says. It said all the iniquities was upon him, and it said it went to a land not inhabited. And this speaks of the fact of where Jesus went. Because when Jesus left, he left and went down into hell for 3 days and three nights. We'll see those scriptures in a minute. Now, crucifixion, we need to understand that when Jesus was upon the cross, crucified, he didn't die by crucifixion. Crucifixion is called death by inches, and people die by suffocation, where they can't push up their their legs anymore and get their breath. That's why they broke his legs, or came to, they broke the people's legs next to him, both of those malefactors, in order that they might die before the time of the sundown. They had to get them down there before the beginning of that Sabbath. And so they killed them quickly by breaking their legs. In fact, they marveled that when they came to Jesus that he was already dead, because crucifixion was death by inches. Jesus didn't die by that. You can tell that because when he gave up his spirit, he did it with a loud voice. Matthew 27, verse 50. That shows the fact that he wasn't on his last breath. He gave up his spirit with a loud voice, because Jesus was made sin on the cross. We see in Isaiah 52, verse 14, how he was so marred that he didn't even resemble a man. He was just totally disfigured. Can you imagine all the sin, all the sickness, all the oppression that could be known to mankind coming upon him at one time? How it would just disfigure him. He was so marred with all the effects of sin, made sin on the cross in order to bear that away. Now, having been made sin on the cross, that's when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And what he was talking about was the fact that he was made sin and he was separated from his heavenly Father because he was going to go through the avenue of death, because he experienced two deaths. In fact, Isaiah 53:9 talks about in his deaths, it's plural, speaking of physical and spiritual. Physical death was separation from the body. Spiritual death was separation from the Father. And what was the purpose of that? The purpose was in order for him to bear away our sin, in order to accomplish the redemption and go through the avenue of death to get to him that had the power of death, that is the devil. So these two deaths equaled the one sin offering. Now in John chapter 18, verse 14, we see that Caiaphas was the one. And remember, the high priest had to offer up the Lamb of God each year, once a year for the atonement. Well, Caiaphas, which is the high priest at that time, he gave counsel to the Jews and said that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And that's exactly what happened. Caiaphas offered the Lamb of God, he's the high priest, on the altar of the cross, and this was the final sacrifice of the old covenant to fulfill and finish it. In John chapter 19 and verse 30, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. What was finished? Not everything that needed to be done, because there was more to be done. There were 3 days and three nights. There were things he was going to be doing down in hell. He was going to be preaching to the spirits in heaven, down there in the paradise, before bringing them up, before they would come up out of the grave. And also he was going to be going up to heaven and pouring out his blood. There were lots of things that he had to do. What was finished? The old covenant was fulfilled and finished. It was done. Because when his blood was poured out, then he was the final sacrifice of the old covenant. He fulfilled it and he finished it. And he's the one who made the new covenant in his blood. Praise God. Now when this happened, the Bible says in Mark chapter 15, verse 37, Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain, or in two, from the top to the bottom, showing it was supernatural. This was a high the veil of the temple was a high curtain, 18, 20 feet high, and it was very, very thick. This thing had to be supernaturally done by the power of God, ripped from the top to the bottom. Why? What was that speaking of? That was speaking of the presence of God no longer was going to be in a temple made with hands. The presence of God left, and it's never there again, from the top to the bottom, showing it was a supernatural thing by God, that now the old covenant was done, and now the new covenant was going to come into being. Well, in Luke chapter 23, verse 46, Jesus cried with a loud voice and said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Now, what was he doing there? A lot of people thought that, well, he went to heaven to be with the Father. That's not so. It says, "Into thy hands I commend my spirit." Commend means to entrust or committed his spirit. He entrusted what was going to happen to him into the Father's hands. But did Jesus go to heaven first? No. He went down to hell for 3 days and three nights. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men." Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? This is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9. First, he descended into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. So Jesus first descended into hell for 3 days and three nights in the belly or the heart of the earth. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. It says, "For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." That's where Jesus was. Jesus was there for three full days and three full nights. We need to understand that Jesus was raised from the dead on Sunday, which was the first day of the week. But 3 days and three nights before that is not Friday, as tradition has said, that he died on Friday and was raised on Sunday. That's impossible. Jesus actually died on Wednesday and was raised on Sunday, because there's three full days, the Thursday, the Friday, and the Saturday between that. In fact, we're going to be talking about that in a future broadcast here when we go through the chronology of this last week of Jesus and seeing what happened. So Jesus here went 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now, where was that? That is in the belly of hell. In fact, it's prophesied in Jonah chapter 2 about the fact that Jonah was saying how he was crying unto the Lord out of the belly of hell, he cried. In fact, it talks about the fact that the earth with her bars was about him, and he talks about the fact that he was down in the bottom of the mountains, and that's a type of Jesus being in hell. Well, Jesus went down there. He is out of the belly of hell, he cried. It's in Jonah chapter 2, and that shows the fact that that's where Jesus went. And Psalms 88 talks about how he was laid. It's prophetic of Jesus, how he was laid in the lowest pit. There's a scripture there in Psalms chapter 88 and verse 6. It says, "Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness in the deeps." And see, there were two compartments of hell, an upper compartment, which was Abraham's bosom, and a lower compartment, which was the pit, or the place of torment. And this is where Jesus was for those 3 days and three nights in bearing it away. Of course, in hell, it could not hold him, and because of the fact that he didn't sin. In fact, this was a plan hidden in God, and Satan took him down there, yet he had no right to do it because he did not sin himself. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 says that Jesus went through the avenue of death to get to him that had the power of death, the devil. You know, after suffering for those 3 days and three nights for the sins of mankind, that was that goat sent away to that uninhabited place to bear away for the iniquities and the sins. He was raised from the dead, rose up and got the keys of hell and death, defeated the principalities' powers, and came up out of there victorious. And he is alive forevermore. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close